Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
New phone, who this?
Oh,
yeah.
You talking to me?
I am talking to you. What's up?
Hey, it's Cheryl.
Oh, my God, it's Cheryl. What's up, Cheryl?
Yeah. Yeah. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're good. It's White Black Cheryl, everybody. DMX.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Ani is looking so much better now.
What?
She put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Because she's been staying at home.
Roast that sea sucker.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cheryl.
She's not Skeletoral anymore.
Suck it, fatso.
Yeah,
you big
yeah,
bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, way to tell her, Cheryl.
Yeah. Hey, no more flowers.
What happened? You got a real job?
My boss wouldn't give me the raise I wanted.
Oh, son of a bitch. You quit on him?
Say what?
What'd you tell him?
What did he say again? You cut out.
No, I said, what did you tell him when you quit? How'd you quit?
I said, I want this amount. He said, I'm going to give you this amount, and that's it. And I said, okay, sorry, and that's it.
How much
it
of a
raise? You're fired. Get out of here.
How much of a...
I know, right?
How much of a raise were you... How much of a raise were you looking for, Cheryl?
Oh, it was $1.50.
A flower?
A day? That's
no,
not
I
bad.
Wanted two. I wanted two. He said one, and then I went down to $1.50, and he said no. I said, okay, bye-bye, bitch. 14
Ooh.
Years.
Whoa.
14 years.
Crazy. I feel like I hear you and me.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, I'm glad that you got your independence. You know what I mean? Like Kelly Clarkson.
Thank
Sometimes you.
You
have to be Miss Independent.
Hey, are you still with
Thank
DMX?
You.
Yeah, are you still with yeah. DMX? Are you guys still together?
He's in Georgia and he can't come back. I mean, he's my friend, but the locks are changed, yeah.
Why can't he come back?
He lives in this neighborhood.
Is he not allowed in Florida anymore?
Is he wanted by the police?
No, he can come back, but he's not living here.
Oh. So you booted him out, and he was like, if I can't have Cheryl, I can't have Clearwater anymore. Yeah. I'm going to take my ass to Royal Ass, Georgia.
Yeah. No, that's where his family is.
Yeah.
What happened?
Sister was like, you're not treating him good. I'm going to take him up there. Okay, take him up there, bitch.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Right. You have a new man yet?
No, I don't go that way like that.
Oh, you got a girl?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
It's not that important.
I know.
Like being by myself.
I just figured somebody like you ain't going to stay single long. You know what I mean? I've seen you. Wink, wink.
No, you haven't seen me.
Oh, you don't know.
Oh, yeah. And Johnny B, you need to tighten up.
What do you mean?
Whoa.
I got too fat,
you
too?
You want it for so... No. You want it for so long to be at home... taking care of the house.
Yeah.
And now you're like staying up till what, 10:30 in the morning? Get stop it.
Hey, I did the laundry. I did the dishes. I cooked dinner.
Okay, and then you let Anya talk to you like a dog. Oh, drink water. Good boy.
She's mean to
stop
me.
That.
I know. I get so sick of it. She's always talking smack to me. Like, what am I supposed
Trying
to do?
Trying to keep you alive longer. Sorry.
Whatever.
You don't speak to him like good boy, like he's
shut
a
shut up,
dog.
Bitch.
Hey,
oh, shut
come
up.
On.
Damn.
Shut up, bitch.
That's rude.
Okay, whatever.
I'm talking to Cheryl.
Sorry about that. She is out of her mind. The other day, I told her, I go.
No, she looks good because she's got that extra weight on her.
Fat ass. I know. I told her. You know what she needs?
Penis.
Exactly.
Yep. Hey, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Did you get a DUI in 2008?
Holy hell.
Say what?
Did you get a DUI in 2008?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know.
Erection hard.
I'm looking at your arrest record.
How the hell did you figure
it out?
I'm
a dumb
shit. Yeah, you're good,
dude.
What
about it?
This guy's good. That's good. Who doesn't get the DUI once in a while? Ain't that right, Anya?
I haven't gotten a DUI.
Will. Hey, guess this.
Yeah.
I gave up my license because all the BS that came with it.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not a cheap violation. You got to ask the Dom.
Will not be tolerated.
You got
your
license.
You can't put me down for my one DUI. Yeah. Don't do that, Will.
I just was looking you up. I'm a gumshoe.
Gee, Willikers.
Yeah, I know. No, that's good. I like that about you, Will. Will, you are like the most talented one. Oh, whoa.
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
Okay. I agree, Cheryl, frankly.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Sorry.
Johnny's crying right now.
JB. Hey, no, sorry. Okay.
You've ran out of minutes. Please put 25 more cents in the machine. Please put 25. Oh, sorry.
Shut the hell up, bitch.
I couldn't do it. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025.
I did like her just destroying Anna, though, calling her fat ass. That was good.
You know what? I like the fact that she's not afraid to roast people straight up. You know what I mean?
Clearly.
I mean, obviously she was drunk. We've seen her record.
Oh, yeah,
we know.
It happens.
Yeah. I've been drunk a few times this week. She told me I got to tighten my ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, big stories. Let's get to it. Looks like COVID-19 is over, everybody.
What?
Yeah, it's over. We can go back outside. I'm just kidding. But it's getting better, right? Maybe?
Who knows, actually?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no clue what's going on.
Oh, my God, Lord. So let's get some numbers going here. What's happening around the way with the cove?
To me, this almost doesn't even matter anymore because, you know, a lot of these deaths are being assumed COVID, but they're not being confirmed COVID. But whatever, we can pretend like we care for a second.
Sure.
In the United States, there's 1.2 million confirmed coronavirus cases.
It's not bad. It's only 200,000 more than last week.
75,000 deaths, roughly.
That's like 3,000 more than yesterday.
Florida, 38,000 cases, just over 1,500 deaths.
Nothing! I mean, 1,500 people is a lot of people, but not cheapen it.
Okay, but?
But I'm going to throw a couple butts out there.
Yes, please.
And that is that measuring from what, February to now?
I don't know, just in, since it started.
Okay, let's say it's February to now.
All right.
Last year, a lot of people died from February until May 6th. You know, so like we said, we don't know how many people are getting counted for COVID or not at this point. I don't trust any damn body. The more I'm hearing this, sorry, I'm not trying to be some whistleblower. I'm just somebody that's paying attention a little bit. Sorry if I don't trust all the numbers out there when you have, you know, apparently, you know, people getting money for
deaths. And if you're getting admitted to the hospital with COVID, you're automatically getting, what is it, 13,000?
Yeah. And look, I've read this from multiple sources. So it's not one wackadoo on Facebook that I got this information from. So, yeah. So the hospitals will get 13 grand per COVID patient. And, you know, if they have COVID, somebody's got to pay for it. You know what I mean? But they also get 39,000 if they are hooked to a ventilator and or die. So the reports that are coming out from a lot of places is that people are dying, you know, from pneumonia, from different illnesses, and they're getting wrote down as COVID. So, yeah.
And we watched an interesting video today, which I'm sure we will talk about, but in the video there, the woman talked about there's obviously a difference from dying with an infection and dying from an infection.
I thought that was well said because what Dr. Burks said was that if somebody dies and they have COVID, they're going to write them down as a COVID death, whether that was the reason why they died or not. So the point is, you can't, if you're a COVID death, you don't die with it. You die because of it. So that's the point. And it's hard for some people to wrap that around their heads, you know, but.
Like, if you're on your way out and right at the end you catch COVID, like, say you have a brain tumor and you're dying from that, and then right at the end you become infected with COVID but you're exhibiting no symptoms, if you take a test and you test positive, they will write it down as a COVID death even though you died from a brain tumor.
There's also people in New York being written down as COVID deaths that are presumed, that are found in their homes dead, and they're like, oh, well, obviously they died of COVID. You know, they had a cough and they died, so write them down as COVID. And maybe they did, but, you know, I'd like some accuracy.
I can't believe people aren't testing them. you know, to confirm.
It's just too much. There's too. It's that they're overwhelmed and they're just.
Yeah, but that's then you can't count them as a confirmed case, though. Like yeah. That's not how you do science. So
look, I'm at the point where I don't trust anything or anybody anymore.
Same.
And it's got me in a weird place. In a way, it's great because I'm not panicking as much as I have been. But in a way, I'm, not, you know, as far as getting sick, but I'm panicking for other reasons because I feel like, you know, this is some deep stuff that, you know, if it's as corrupt as it might be, we're in trouble.
Big trouble.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to get ran off the side of the road for even talking about it right now.
I understand.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all got red-pilled pretty hard today.
Hard, yeah. Son. And look, I don't – that's not me. And I'm still, you know, not 100%. You know, I'm still looking at from every angle like I like to do.
As
but
you should.
When I see people that I really respect that aren't crazy people looking at this, you know – pretty much how I'm looking at it. Like, all right, let's not go crazy here, but here's a 26-minute video that's pretty interesting.
Right, right.
Let's just take a look. It seems like it's put together well, and there's some good points made in this thing. You know, some things that can be substantiated points, you know? So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, should we just tell them what we were looking at? It was this documentary. It was like a 26. I don't know if it's part of a series, but I just saw one video. I saw someone post it on Instagram, and they were like, if you want to watch this video, like, check it out. It's really interesting. And I swiped up, and this was about 5 hours after it was posted, and it was like, this YouTube video is no longer available. And I went, oh, interesting.
Yeah, it keeps getting posted and yanked off of YouTube over and over.
It's getting re-uploaded. So I looked up the title of the video. A bunch of stuff came up.
There's two titles I saw, yeah.
Yeah, and so I watched one of them, and under the description of each one of all of the ones I saw posted, it was like, this isn't the original, this is re-uploaded, YouTube keeps trying to take it down, watch it before they delete this video.
Yeah, it's very concerning, and it's one of those things where I watch it, and I don't want to believe any of it, because if it's true, or even halfway true, it's very, very scary stuff. So, I mean, we could post it on the Johnny B. Show page. Good luck. I know. And look, when we post it, we'll put a disclaimer there. Look, we're not trying to push a narrative. Mm-hmm. This is something we saw that was interesting. And, you know, you take it and, you know, you process it any way you want to.
Right, but you should be able to just view it.
Yeah.
You should be able to just check it out and see what other people are saying. Because right now, it seems like we're only really given one narrative, and that's like what the CDC says, you know, or not the WHO, because I think they're pretty dubious. But for the most part, everybody trusts the CDC and what they're saying. And anybody that says the opposite or anything different than that, that deviates from that narrative, they're immediately deplatformed. So
yeah, she wrote it, and this is a doctor that used to work under Dr. Fauci.
I don't know if she worked under, but I think that I don't know if it worked with him or something. But she was also a virologist, and she had a lot of interesting things to say about him. They definitely worked in the same facility, I believe,
for years. Like, she's known him since the early 80s. Like, they worked on HIV research together and everything else. Also, the guy that's the head of the CDC, she says, is also involved in a lot of cover-ups and things
like
this.
What's his name? Robert Redfield, I think?
Yeah.
Redford. But
something like that. Yeah. So, chubby guy. Anyway, but, you know, it's a 26-minute video, and you watch it, you know, like I said, I'm always worried that there's a right-wing or a left-wing agenda, and when I watch this, you know, I'm like, okay, well, she's an anti-vaxxer. And then towards the end, she says, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just against the vaccine they're going to make.
I never thought she was an anti-vaxxer. It can be perceived that way because if you think that one person who is creating vaccines is nefarious or has ulterior motives, then you're immediately labeled as an anti-vaxxer. And she's saying that that's definitely not the case at all. It's just that you also have to be very careful about who's creating the vaccines and why are they creating the vaccines.
And I think, too, the video doesn't say that COVID isn't real. And I'm 100% like, I know my girlfriend is a nurse and she deals with it every single night. So it is absolutely real. And, you know, if it was saying that, like, oh, this is a hoax, da, 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 I would turn it off immediately because that's ridiculous. But this describes the origin like how it came about, how it kind of links into this Event 201 that nobody talks about. Nobody talks about Event 201, which is the simulation that Bill Gates funded back in October of last year. Just look that up. Just Google Event 201 and then watch this video that we're talking about now, and it'll make you wonder some things. Are people dying? Absolutely. Should they be? Probably not. And it goes way beyond China. China's involved big time. But it's a lot more than China. It's a big deal if it's real. So we're not trying to alarm anybody. Don't freak anybody out. Don't show up at the Capitol with your rifles. Don't go nuts, you know. But it's just something interesting to kind of pay attention to. And I know a lot of smart people that are friends of mine are watching this thing with a mindful eye. They're not going crazy,
right?
But they're, you know, they got the kind of approach to it.